Hello, this is Todd Renton, Senior Pastor of New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. Have you ever walked into a closet and heard your clothes talking? Have you, in the middle of the night, heard houses conversing over the day's events, or walked into a garage and heard two cars speaking? Then why are you letting things speak for you? They may convey the absolute wrong message. Never be too busy to bring your worship to God's house and to celebrate with God's people. Secondly, prioritize time for the people most important to you. Time is the currency of priority. Time speaks louder than possession. A question for you. Who is busier than God? Consider Genesis with the story of creation. Genesis 1:1-5 reads, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day." Genesis 1:26-28 reads, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.' So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." And Genesis 2:1-3 reads, "Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made." So on the Sabbath, God recognized that his work was good and complete. He rested not because he was tired, but because he knew we would need it. Sabbath allows us to refrain from working to engage in fellowship. Fellowship with God causes us to remember what and who is most important. The Sabbath reaffirms who is truly our provider, our thankfulness to him, and remembering the source of our hope. And finally, who is most important. Secondly, don't forget those who you hold dear to your heart. They may appreciate your gifts, but they will treasure more the time you've given them. Memories can occur without the investment of time. Movement does not always mean progress. Rest is regenerative in more ways than one. Perhaps during your Sabbath, God will speak to your heart, and so might the people you care most about. Psalm 75:2 reads, "When I choose the proper time, I will judge uprightly." My friend, I've heard too often how busy we are. Be wise who you give the reins of your time. The sowing of time is the most precious and serious of seed. It will feed you when your limbs cannot. One day we will reap a harvest of our time, not our intent, but our time. Time is the currency of our priority. Memories outlive things. Make the time. God is worth it. Make the time. Your loved ones deserve it. This is Todd Redden, Senior Pastor of New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.